The transportation funding bill that passed the Massachusetts House and awaits a vote likely on Thursday in the state Senate will close gaps in the operating budgets of the transit authorities and eliminate a long-standing practice of borrowing money to pay operating expenses. It should avoid, at least for a couple of years, fare hikes and service cuts. A majority of House members from districts served by the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, the state's second largest regional transit system, voted for it. Democratic State Representative John Seibeck of South Hadley called it a reasonable approach.
I think that this translates to better services, increased services, and more predictability for the PVTA.
The bill approved by the House would increase the state subsidy to the PVTA by $1.5 million in the fiscal year that starts July 1st. PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis said that will cover the deficit that was projected in the preliminary budget approved last month by the PVTA Advisory Board.
The Advisory Board would not have to consider a fare increase with this additional funding, and we would probably be able to put a little bit of new service on as well.
The bill increases the state subsidy to the PVTA by $3.7 million in fiscal year 2015 and by approximately $600,000 the following year, according to McGinnis. It also provides the money up front, thus reducing the borrowing costs that have been a part of regional transit authority budgets for years.
It's a very positive change for the regional transit authorities.
McGinnis said the House bill is not simply a bailout for the MBTA, as some critics have claimed.
For the first time since I've been involved with regional transit authorities, which is about 10 or 11 years, we feel that it's equitable for the amount that they were willing to raise.
Governor Deval Patrick has threatened to veto the transportation financing plan supported by the Democratic legislative leadership. Patrick wants to increase spending on transit and roads by $1 billion annually for the next 10 years. He would accomplish this and provide more money for education by raising the state's income tax rate and eliminating dozens of tax deductions. The bill approved in the House raises the gasoline tax by 3 cents per gallon, increases the cigarette tax by a dollar per pack, applies the state sales tax to custom computer software, and raises taxes on multi-state corporations and utilities. Advocates for public transportation who plan to lobby at the State House today say the transportation bill that will come up for debate in the state Senate tomorrow is a patchwork approach. John Bennett of the Massachusetts Senior Action Council said it will just maintain what the PVTA has right now.
But it doesn't give the kind of money as they need it so that we can really get the sort of service that is needed so people can get from where they are to work or can, it's like in my case, in Anguillum, so we can get some bus service.
The transportation finance bill working its way through the legislature also faces opposition from anti-tax groups and Republican legislators. House Republicans claim the state can pay for transportation from the $800 million in revenue growth projected for the next fiscal year. Republican State Senator Michael Knappich of Westfield said the administration first needs to address expensive scandals in the Department of Transitional Assistance and the state's drug testing labs.
I don't think state government has risen to the occasion in one way to ask people for more money until it cleans up its own shop, and we got a ways to go in that regard.
The House-passed transportation bill also brings a change to the governance of regional transit authorities. It would require the appointment of a representative of organized labor and an advocate for the disabled community to be voting members on transit authority governing boards. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.